This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ladies and gentlemen, so glad you're back. It's another amazing Wednesday, and we're here in the potty cabin.
Loft.
Sorry, Danny, I'm not doing him a disservice.
Yeah.
He's going to be so glad to come back.
We are
this
good.
Is awful and terrible.
No, I'd give you a B minus.
It wasn't.
B minus. Hey.
Yeah, we would just feel like that one, you could go home and practice a little.
Yeah.
Hey, but you're not, Danny, if you're not getting schooled by Serena and
I. Yeah, I mean, I do appreciate it.
You sort of have to, you know, fail.
Yeah.
If you're Dan.
Yeah. It's room for improvement. It's that bar that I set real low.
Yeah. Hey, you A plus'd it the first time.
Yeah. The first time was
we
better.
Are back here with Katie. This is our part two. So we're going to dive into it because John's got to leave real quick.
I know. Bless that man.
And
his ponytail's looking serious. It's looking serious.
It's driven.
Yes.
And it's like a driven.
And Katie, you're the first special guest. She's like, I brought my Bible.
I brought my Bible. Leslie loved that. She loved that
it's
Bible.
It's a fat Bible. Hey, it's a Bible if it's normal, but it's a Bible.
It's the first special guest to bring a Bible. And I said to her, we didn't get to all the practical stuff that Katie, she shared her whole story last party. It was so great, guys. I hope you tune in. Go listen to part one if you didn't. This is part two. We're going to actually talk about how she eats, all the yummy foods she eats, what her favorite meals are, all of that. And I have no idea what she's going to bring from the Bible.
Yeah.
So take over. I hope it's not false doctrine, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Give me another B minus. Lizzie will balance. She knows false doctrine.
Lizzie knows that's right. She'll sniff it out. Look at her over there. She'll sniff it out. So it's so funny. A lot of people will ask, like, what do you eat every day? Like, now that you are, you know, in the sad wasteland, I'm air quoting that sad wasteland of like low dairy, like surely how can you find joy and fulfillment away from cheese? I super can. So things that I eat every day, I'm very much like Pearl because like I said, she's my imaginary best friend. And
we all know.
If she eats oatmeal every day, guess who else is eating oatmeal every day? Like right here. Like I'm living for it. Like, right here. I'm 1,000%. I'm like, ooh, Pearl ate oatmeal today. But honestly, now, if I don't start my day with oatmeal, it is, I'm having it for lunch.
Yeah, that's like, the way
I'm
you feel.
I am a lunch oatmeal girl at two. I could eat it all day.
Oh, like, I'm into the snack oatmeal in the afternoons now, too. I do it's called my snack oatmeal in my head.
Oh,
and
you could come up with a better name in your head, I think.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm going to describe it right now because this is Katie's party. So we'll come to that another time. Continue, Katie.
We'll circle back.
I'll stop the narcissism.
So you ain't wearing the green dress. She is.
I know.
Be quiet.
Oh, this green dress. You may go on Amazon. It is $16. It is not
I'm
that
sorry.
Special.
It's so good.
It has pockets.
And it's so spring and it's so bright without being... It suits
like it's not neon.
It suits you so
and
much.
She's going to tell us how you can wear a green dress and be happy enough to wear a green dress without dairy.
That's right. You can't. You just eat oatmeal every day.
Yeah.
So my mornings are, if I'm working out, I get like my yuck yum is like my treat. That's like the carrot that I dangle, like just get it done, Katie.
Can I ask you something though?
Yes, ma'am.
Katie. Are you serene and growing little kefir babies? Are you doing all that stuff?
Oh, that's what I meant to ask you. Yeah. I wanted some grain.
I'll give you some.
I would love
then
that.
Then you have to come well, to my how, disgusting well, NASA.
You're not graining at this time.
I am not. I found another trim healthy mama blogger that taught me how to inoculate and make my own. And with like, I don't want to say it out loud on the podcast in case it's like really wrong. but yes, I am making my own without grains. It's like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm using hand motion to like mine.
She is okay.
I'm like, is this okay? Am I giving really bad advice?
She's like talking.
No, that's okay.
Making there it's is, like with powder.
Yes,
like,
there is some really good ones.
the
company that I used to use occasionally for that was, what is that company? The lady's actually
I don't know, Serena.
Like, I feel the hot shame. I said that in front
no,
of
No, this
no,
is
this
wonderful
is hilarious. She's on, I got to explain it to you, Serena. She's on the party where you people are listening, right? And but then she's using just hand movements and miming words to us.
Ripping open a packet and pouring it in to say that she rips
to know
open.
What that is.
Like, surely you know what this means.
Yeah, she did this long movement with the hands and then was like, trying to tell us words.
No, that's
fine. I'm so sorry. This is not beneficial. The yuck yum. Back to circling back. I belled myself. if I get my work in done in the morning, like a good girl, yeah, I treat myself to a Yuk Yum. And that's a fuel pull. And so then I am either having like an e-carb lunch or I'm having my oatmeal, because yes, I love oatmeal in the morning. Feels right. It just feels like, you know, that.
So she's saying it's a fuel pull because she's obviously using low-fat kefir and she's double fermenting it.
Like, honestly, yes, I'll probably like,
because the Yuk Yum that I had here was like fat bomb.
Like, like I just leave it on my counter and just forget it for like days and days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, surely it's fine. Yeah. I haven't died yet. So, yeah. I mean, here I am.
And I see you because, you know, I follow you, your meals on the app. And I think everyone should do that. Follow some people that are being successful. That's what I think. Yeah. And you can get ideas from them.
Yes.
I see you do a lot of lunches. Mm-hmm. A lot of same soups over and over and over and over. And
make one pot of soup and then just eat it every day.
Somebody is like reading my mail.
Like, why? I mean, we homeschool. I'm super busy. I do not have time to make a hot lunch every day. So I make one big pot of soup and then congratulations, you have lunch Monday through Friday.
You know what I've seen you do? And I picked this up because she's on the app. Okay. You know our Trim Train taco soup?
Yeah.
You do that, and instead of the meat, she does lentils.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sure, like it's an E.
That's amazing.
Delicious.
Oh, wow.
It is delicious.
Wow.
And it makes enough to eat for a fortnight. Yeah. So,
and your kids, they're good with soup. They like it.
So I will have them eat soup with me once.
Okay. Yes.
Like they get it the day it's fresh.
Yes.
And then I do not make them eat it for 5 days.
She wants the leftovers.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, they get hot cafeteria lunch and then they get leftovers or a sprouted crossover peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that my kids, I don't know, any other moms out there, like give your kids a whole carrot, like not baby carrots.
No,
like
the whole one.
The Peter Rabbit big carrot, organic carrot. Just wash it. You don't even have to peel it. And then just put that on their plate. And I don't know what happens. Like my kids love to eat a whole big
And do your
carrot.
Children, when it's big like that, they can do it many ways. They can like eat around the honeycomb in the middle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun stuff.
Yes. They love
carrots
it.
Carrots are phenomenal.
Love it.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm either having like soup or a salad, like as big as my head. Soup or salad for lunch every day.
Yes.
And then supper, now that I am in my new fun, like tweaked season. Sometimes if I am making like my family, like a cheesy, like heavy S, casserole, I will just save out whatever protein that I'm cooking for them.
Yes.
I'll just save some for myself. Save some for myself separately.
Yeah.
And then either like zhuzh it up with like vegetables or make like a stir fry or have it like with a sweet potato.
Yes.
So it's
or
like,
on a salad. I'm, yeah, that's what I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, we are actual twins and besties and we didn't know it.
That's what I do for me and my husband too.
Yes.
We just save out whether it's grass-fed beef or it's fish. Just save it up.
Yeah. No, so if you're in the season like us, like, you know, she had the thyroid issue, I'm in the menopause. We can't do the big, heaviest casseroles every night. Now, my husband loves those casseroles. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to steal them from him.
Yeah.
Although I try not to do them every single night, but it blesses his socks off when I do a big, heaviest casserole. So, but I know I will have it very occasionally. But honestly, I know it's not for my season.
Sometimes I'll have it for like Sunday lunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
But I love to bless
somebody with a Bible.
Food,
it's like, has to have a Sunday lunch.
That's
good. Good.
You have a Bible this big, you know, you're having a hot lunch on Sunday.
Yeah. So if there's chicken or beef or whatever going into that heaviest casserole, just saving that little bit out.
Yeah.
It is
and
brilliant.
That's another thing. I think we kind of touched on it last week. See, I'm like such a pro.
Yes.
And made myself not a pro by saying I was such a pro.
Yes. Well, what people don't know is that we're recording the part one and part two
17 minutes ago.
But she pretended for a sec. You are. Yeah, you're total pro that you came back.
It's because I'm sitting in Danny's seat.
You came back from Florida.
Bless it.
Yes.
17 minutes.
Made the drive.
I'm all the same green fitty dress.
Yes.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
We kind of talked about it a little bit. Limiting the amounts of your proteins. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing that kind of, I think, started kind of causing me to slow down a little bit. Really thinking about like what a portion of protein really looked like for me.
Mm-hmm.
just realizing that like my body is amazing, but it can only burn so much fuel at one time. Mm-hmm. And if I am going to be rude to it and give it a lot more fuel than it can handle, it's going to be rude right back.
Yeah.
And
so you really fill up. Obviously, you have your protein, you still ground your meals, but you fill up with veggies, right?
I'm telling
you. Like your green dress
says. There's nothing I love more than vegetables, non-starchy.
And I feel like just to explain it to people too, it's just like grounding protein is so important. And our body needs it. I know firsthand what a body looks like and feels like taking protein out or putting it as a second class citizen. I've done that. Oh my goodness. I started feeling 80 at like 18. But we have had situations where people are like, hey, I don't know what's going on. I love your products. So I'm ordering your new products and I'm just gaining weight. Well, what's happening is they're having their 3 eggs and their bacon on the side for breakfast. They're having a scoop of whey because it's one of our products. Right. Then they have to have a scoop of collagen because it's one of our products.
Right.
And so there's just so much protein. Now, the preferred fuel of your body, of course, is the gentle glucose or the fat, you know, on our plan. But protein was kind of be Switzerland because it was meant to be a certain amount, a nice normal amount. Mm. But once you put it above Switzerland, it's a fuel on top of the other two.
And that's not to say those other products are bad. They have their place, but they're the protein then. I mean, collagen is great because you can put a little in your coffee and just get that balanced amino acid, but you don't need too much. Or you can have it as the protein when there's no other protein. Same with whey. Put it in a smoothie. Well,
and also like if you're having lentils.
Yeah.
And then you just put a little bit in whatever drink you're having alongside your tea. And so you're balancing out the lentils. You're adding those missing amino acids.
Yeah, but the worst thing you can do is have your meat or your eggs and then a whole scoop of whey, which is a quarter tablespoon. It's a full serving and then collagen on top. Hey,
worst thing for the season of some people. But if you're like an 18-year-old boy
I'm sure they're all really tuning into this.
Yeah.
That's true.
And depending on what you do too, what if you're listening and you're a thrill fitter or something and you've just got a life, you're running around like crazy, you can burn through more protein.
It's true. Yeah. Pregnancy? That is not me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a thrill fitter. Never will be. I watch you on those little work-ins and I'm just like, you go, Serene. You're so amazing.
I don't aspire to that either.
No, it's not. That's not on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Not on my bucket list.
That's for green leotards, not green dresses.
Right, yes, not green dresses. Exactly.
So you were up to the dinners and you said you do that.
So
you eat very simply, eh?
Yes. Yeah. I don't, you know. People ask, you know, like, what kind of things do you eat? And it's like kind of embarrassing. It's like, not really that exciting stuff.
I know. I get embarrassed when I post my foods on the app too, because I'm like, oatmeal again. Oh, toast again. Oh, my salad again.
Right.
That's why I don't post. Yeah. Who wants to look at my yuck yum every day on my oatmeal or my
yuck yum this way in this light in this corner of my room? Here it is again.
Here it's on my front porch. Here it's on my back porch.
The past potty we already did on special ingredients. And we talked about, we relabeled them as focus ingredients. And we said, different ones, you know. These days, special, you can get anything anywhere. The days of, you know, not having ingredients at a grocery store for Trim Healthy Mama are gone.
Oh, I went to Walmart like 2 days ago and I'm like, these are more special than special.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
What? I mean, you eat simply, but you do have certain things that you probably do for yourself that you probably can't do without.
Oh, yeah. Like I would use like generic toilet paper to keep these in stock. Like I would cut every other corner.
What are your faves and how do they help?
Okay, first of all, I will never not use Trim Healthy Mama sweeteners. Like everything else tastes like unfortunate kerosene, cold mouth gasoline. It's just not pleasant.
No, and we're not paying you. I don't know what you're going to say, but we're not paying you to say that. But what, are you a stevia girl or a gentle sweet or a super?
I'm a stevia girl.
Yeah.
I'm a stevia girl, but I was not in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, we talk about like what it looked like then versus what it looks like now. If I was coming to Trim Healthy Mama as a newbie, sis, just treat yourself to some gentle sweet.
Let's do it.
Treat yourself to gentle sweet. It's going to be the best tasting sweetener that is on the market.
It's a gentle start.
It is. It's going to taste the most similar to sugar, but like hang in there. Like give yourself time to like let your taste buds adjust. Now, really, the only thing that I'll really use gentle sweet in is like if I'm baking for people that are not myself.
Yes.
Like if I'm baking for a crowd,
yeah,
I'll use gentle sweet. If I'm baking for myself, It's usually super sweet. And honestly, I cut back a lot of the sweetness, like in the recipes in the cookbook.
Yes.
I will use less.
Thank you.
I will use less sweetener than what the recipe calls for. Now, if it's going to be a lot less and it's going to make like my batter like wonky or weird. But no. So when I bake, it's usually super sweet. But like really honestly, like oatmeal, stevia.
Yes.
Sippers,
me too.
Stevia.
Yeah. And it's gentlest on the stomach.
Yeah. I mean, I will tell you, if you're not going to buy anything else, just please do yourself a favor and buy the sweeteners, because I've tried everything. I've tried all the stuff from Walmart. I've tried stuff from the Amazon. I've tried stuff from the Whole Foods. Can you say that?
Yeah, you can say.
I've tried everything, and it's all disappointing. It's all disappointing, and it's all discouraging. Y'all sweeteners, I don't know what kind of magic y'all put in them, but they are amazing.
Blessed. Just blessed.
Blessed. Blessed. They
anointed.
Are
anointed.
They are blessed. So I will always have the sweeteners. I'll always have the sweeteners. Collagen. That is like my favorite. If I'm going to like make a smoothie and add some protein to it,
yeah,
it's almost always
because you're not doing whey anymore.
I don't. Serene was kind of telling us about some little struggles she was having. The other day, I decided I was going to use some of the cookies and cream
whey,
and some cold oatmeal that I had left on the stove,
leftover
from breakfast. And I'm like, look at me, I'm going to make like cookies and cream cold oatmeal. Oh, it was very humbling. That next day, I was like, okay, like, way to go, Katie. bless that. So collagen is like really like my protein of choice. MCT oil. I use one of those coffee syrup pumps.
Oh, good on you.
Also bought that from the Amazon.
Yeah.
And I put like literally like 3 drops.
Yeah.
In your coffee. I mean, like, it is not even enough to like wet. It doesn't even coat like the entire top of my coffee with it. It's 3 drops and cashew milk. I put that in my coffee and I buy it and it lasts for a coon's age. I mean, forever. It'll never, it's like, it's the widow's oil. Like it just never runs out. You just, 3 drops, just boop, boop, boop. It lasts for forever.
Yeah.
So MCT, collagen.
And do you feel it, because you're not even blending that, so you feel like it just coats the top of it, of your sipping experience
with silk?
It's like
every sip you get is like,
a little sick. Silk.
And it kind of doubles as chapstick sometimes, a little heavy-handed. Like, oh, look at me.
No, that's good. You don't have to go through each of the special ingredients. So, I was just wondering, you're the basics. You're the bare bones
basics. I'm bacon blend, sweeteners, MCT, collagen.
Yeah.
And then like fancy stuff if I'm feeling fancy. But yes, those are like my staples.
Yeah. Mm.
Those are my staples.
And then you do that. You were telling me last night, I'm like, your skin is so young. Why are you so young? You're like,
oh, my mercy. Yeah.
Are you an orange cream or a rose cream?
I'm a fountain.
Oh, you're a fountain.
I'm a fountain.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm worth it. Treat myself.
Yeah.
But I love, that's another one. Sorry. Got to go back to the baobab.
Yeah,
I put it in everything.
Serene's freak.
Yeah. I would snort it if it would help. Like, yeah. I do love it. But no, all the Trim Healthy Naturals, like those are wonderful. Like the CBD, I don't think I'll ever have a cycle without Feminine Balance.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, the name Feminine Balance. Chillax, if you homeschool, just do yourself a favor, make a school supply list and put Chillax on the school supply list. Like you just need it. You just do. It's like a prereq. If you're going to homeschool, like get a little tub of Chillax.
But we didn't even think about it. Like you weren't knowing what she was going to say. So now it feels like you've put her up to
advertising.
No,
I feel like I'm trying to tell her what to.
Oh, mercy. Okay, here, let me tell y'all this. They're giving me these eyes like,
stop saying words.
I just feel like people, we've got you down here and people are going to think, we told you to say what products you use.
No,
I was interested because when you were talking about your foods,
I think that if people know my heart well enough to follow me on the Facebook pages, I think they know I'm obsessed. I mean,
yeah,
it's a little creepy how much I love Trim Healthy Mama. But no, I mean, y'all aren't paying. Y'all didn't, fly me out here first class or anything like that.
No, she was just, Katie was just ponytail. Like, I'm coming down for my bucket list.
I know.
I'm like, you better be coming to the party, girl.
So my husband, bless that man. We ended up, my kids are at my mom's for the week for spring break. And when we realized we were going to have like a whole week without the kids at home, my husband, bless that man, was like, haven't you been wanting to go to Tennessee to like see that store, that restaurant thing? And I was like,
no, you went
today. The Trim Healthy Cafe?
Now, you went today, right? Now,
I did.
Now, you saw the trendy area, right?
I mean, it is like anytime you can put a health food store next to a vape shop,
yes.
I mean, it's like you have arrived. I mean, you have arrived. So, no, the whole thing.
We're
it was,
in the middle
I mean,
of
really,
nowhere.
Yeah, we have to lay it at Matt's feet.
Like, literally.
Like, bless that man.
Oh,
he was just like, you
man.
Need to go. You need to go.
Let me just help you out just with a picture. And it's just ridiculous because I've got to move on, let Katie talk. But this environment of where, just to help you guys out, if you're going to take a big pilgrimage and travel 8 hours to the store, it is in this
cafe.
Kind of, to this cafe. It's in the environment of like, okay, so we had some pit bull puppies by accident. We had like a stray pit bull that, you know, fathered some puppies on our land. And so we didn't know what to do with them. So we thought, we know exactly what to do now. We had this brainwave, take them outside the cafe because everybody who's in the area would love a pit bull because they're kind of like, it'll protect their meth space, you know, and stuff like, you know, it's like, you know,
are we getting rid of that? Matt, are we getting Tim?
No,
is that
no. I'm
staying?
Just trying to say it's
that's
like vape store, pit bull puppies.
Saying no one's
trim
gonna
healthy
come.
Mama cafe.
No one's gonna come to the pilgrimage anymore.
They are. So.
They're not. You just said meth and pit bulls.
No, it's good. It's
there
all good.
Is,
the pit bulls
Katie,
are gone.
Right,
they've, they've driven out of the parking lot. Hey, I just wanted to help people out in case they were disappointed.
Okay. There's no meth or pit bulls to be
out
seen.
Some scriptures next.
Yeah,
she's
really get your Bible. Your Bible.
Let me get my Bible open.
Hold on.
We're
there's
bless
no.
That.
There's no meth and pit bulls to be seen. Literally, they're turning in their cars right
no,
now
listen.
And going back.
The pit bulls have been driven out of the parking lot. I watched. They found their homes. They're gone. It's all safe. Go, Katie. Back to you.
I don't even know.
Serene's. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She does so well for our businesses, doesn't she? She does good.
That's why she's not at any of the business
Well, meetings. Literally, I was feeling bad like you were plugging the supplements.
I know,
and
that's
I had
true.
To like turn it around.
Yeah,
didn't
she
know.
Gave us the balance we needed. She really
I
gave
felt,
us the
I started to feel like
needed.
A plugger.
Yes,
it was
I
a
felt
genuine,
like a plugger.
Curious question.
Yeah, I know it was because I know you and I know because we've been talking about special ingredients at the other few parties. So.
Yeah, and I've talked about every single thing I mentioned. I've talked about it all online. Yeah. So, yeah. So there it is.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So I want to ask you about, before you bring the Bible, and we've got to hurry because John's got to leave. Do you do desserts, and what's your afternoon snack?
Afternoon snack, I love me some mango from the Sam's, frozen mango, yes. Let it defrost. Collagen Ooh. Coffee, 3 drops of MCT oil. Boom.
Okay, no. Yes. You're so done. You're getting your nice protein and your collagen and mango to rev your adrenals.
I mean, there it is. You cannot find a better snack than that.
And I want to tell you, I want to know volume, Miss Volume Eater. I want to know.
Oh, is it a cup? Oh, no. I measure with my soul.
Yeah, good. good. I like that.
It's a healthy portion.
Aren't we glad that we asked her that, though? Because people will be like, okay, I'm being like little Miss Katie and having their 3 little cubes of frozen mango.
Oh, no. That's just enough to depress you. No,
yeah, but
you need to
when
feel
you first
like,
come to Trim Healthy Mama, right, and people are balancing their blood sugar, you know, sometimes they, if they've got blood sugar issues, they have to manage them and they can't
right,
do
right.
I found the longer I'm on Trim Healthy Mama, I stick to 45 grams of carbs, but I used to feel a little rush like around that area or a little shaky.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even know what 45 grams of carbs looks like.
You just eye it now.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you just measure that.
And you grow into blood sugar steadiness.
You really do. Yeah. So, best snacks also. Shameless plug for the glycine glory pudding. Now, I love me a glucky pudding. Don't get me wrong. It's so fast. Just juve, done, whiz, you're finished. But if you have time to really treat yourself right, get your little stovetop. Make your little glycine glory pudding. I don't use as much gelatin that the recipe calls for, but it is like, it's like cafeteria of your childhood pudding dreams. Like, it is amazing. And I love
it. For years. I'm going to have to
It is. It's a fuel pull.
Yeah.
It is wonderful if you're hangry. Or if it's at night and your boo wants to watch old Law and Orders with you and you really want to eat something, but like hot tea's not going to cut it, keep you some of that in the icebox. And
yeah, that's good.
Like, enjoy that. You can make it any flavor you want, like literally any flavor.
And so do you do a dessert at night or are you done
not
after
really.
Your meal?
No, well, I mean, like I said, it depends on,
you
know,
if you want to watch Law and Order with
boo. Yeah, if we're going to watch old Law and Order, then I'm going to have something. I'm going to have to have something. But a lot of times I've just realized that in this new fun season for me, it's best if I just put the fork down after supper and just kind of have some tea. honestly, I mean, with the kids and trying to beg them to go to bed every night, daylight savings time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a lot of time to like shovel stuff in my mouth. So right. Yeah, it's either a fuel pool like pudding or like
pudding,
snack pudding. Or something.
It's pudding. A pudding. It's a pudding and an ice box.
Pudding.
It's an ice fuel pool
pudding.
I know. I've been listening. I'm like, I'm taking this one home to my children. They love accents.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do, you could do some KDMs. Man.
There you go.
KDM.
I mean, watching your mouth to see how where you place it for different vowels, too.
Just add a syllable. I mean, just add a syllable, like anything. Bible. Bible.
Bible.
There you go.
So let's get to the Bible because...
So to my Bible. So this morning, I've been borderline hyperventilating since, I mean, how long ago? I mean, probably like, I don't know, January when Matt gave me like the thumbs up to like make the pilgrimage. And my imaginary best friend Pearl was like, oh, you should come and do the potty. I'm like, oh, I got the paper bag out then and like started breathing into it. So it's been real intimidating. Like I've just been covering it in prayer. Like let me say what you need me to say, what is going to encourage these moms, what is going to help people like maybe laugh their way to a fuel pool snack or something. And this morning, just this very morning in my hotel, having my little Bible study plan time. I was in 1 Samuel and David's about to kill Goliath. And I mean, I think everybody loves that story. Mm. I mean, it's like champion. But I just feel like God, he just appointed me to be in this passage this very morning because I had never really thought about David rejecting the king's armor. You know, it's like you always hear about it, you know, and you always imagine like...
And for Pasamos, Leslie's in the room.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like, Leslie, come on. She knows. She's heard this story 1,000 times. So David is young, right?
15 young, or something.
And he is hearing this giant Philistine talking trash about the Almighty God. And he is getting worked up about it. He's like, why are y'all standing around? What are you doing? Who is going to avenge this man? And... you know, his brother, which, you know, that's another potty for another day. His brother gets real ugly with him about it. And he's like, you know, his brother tells him basically,
go back,
you know,
sheep.
Yeah, go back. You're just here. You know, you're just here to cause trouble. You're just wanting to see the battle. You need to go back and you need to do your own job. But this morning I was reading about when word finally got back to Saul that, you know, there was this young kid that was like, this kid's ready to go. Like he's, you know, I mean, this has been a long time that they've been in this battle array. And, you know, finally, David's the one that steps up and says, you know, like, I've been a shepherd. You know, God has given me victory over bear and lion. And he said, I seized him by his beard and I struck him and I killed him. And I'm just like, I thought about that this morning. I was like, can you imagine? I mean, I don't even like, you know, a stray cat to walk by my garbage cans at night. I get a little spooked. I live in Florida. We have a lot of bear. And so that hit like real close to home for me because I tell my kids, especially when they start moving and you see their little blessings in the yard or they get in your trash cans. I'm like, all right, y'all don't go outside anymore at, like past dark. So I just cannot imagine this youth, you know, having the gumption. And he says here, you know, that that God is the one that gave him that victory to defeat those and to kill those animals. And so he's talking to Saul, right? And Saul's like, well, I have got just what you need. I have got the royal armor. You know, he's got the what does it say he puts on? Verse 38 of 1 Samuel 17, it says, then Saul clothed David with his garments and he put a bronze helmet on his head and he clothed him with armor. And David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk. And I think we know, spoiler alert, it did not go well. It didn't fit him. It was made for someone else. It was a tool that would have been a really great tool, but right, not for him. He had not had success with those weapons before. And so the very next verse, he says, I can't go with these. So David took off all that armor. And it says, in verse 40, it says, he took his stick in his hand and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and he put him in the shepherd's bag that he had and his sling was in his hand and he approached the Philistine. And it just occurred to me today that battle that David was getting ready to go into, he chose what had already worked for him. Mm. He chose what God had already shown him he was capable of using and at being successful with. And it just hit me. I had my little coffee in my hotel room and I was like, that's Trim Healthy Mama. Mm. That Trim Healthy Mama already helped me heal once. It already helped me find health. And so when my thyroid decided to slow down and decided not to work, I didn't need the King's Armor. I mean, they're good tools to have. And like we said, I've used some of the doctor's prescriptions, but that's not what was bringing me to healing. I had to go back and I had to use those weapons, those tools that Trim Healthy Mama had already shown to work.
Wow, that's huge.
And so that's my little epistle. That's my little devotional. You get that for free.
Wow.
I love it.
That was from a big Bible.
That's from a big Bible. The biggest of the Bibles. Wow. So that was, that's really not much.
It's poignant. It's huge and it's hitting home.
It's so hitting home to me in so many ways, like deep, 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 huge ways.
And I think we're going to leave it at that. We'll leave it at the deepness because John has to go do family. And have been beyond blessed, Katie, beyond.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Bye, y'all.
Come back. Trim Healthy Mama my way. And then
I'll be Trim Healthy Mama to stay. Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.